Time for our daily tech and business report. Today, we're joined by Bloomberg's Esha Day. Tesla shareholders appear to have signed off on a $45 billion pay package for CEO Elon Musk, as well as moving the company's state of incorporation from Delaware to Texas. This comes after a judge in Delaware invalidated Musk's compensation. Esha, there are a couple of large investors who urged a no vote on the pay package. So was it a surprise that it was approved?
Hi, and thanks for having me on. I wouldn't say this was a surprise. There were, in recent weeks, we definitely saw quite a few people, big shareholders, prominent retail investors come out, both in favor and against the vote. But at the same time, I think more or less everybody was expecting this to be a close vote. So the fact that the vote has been passed itself is not a big surprise. But if it indeed is confirmed later today that the vote has passed by a wide margin, as Elon Musk has claimed in his post on the social media site X, that I think would be a surprise to a lot of market pundits.
Now, at first blush, people think, okay, why would he be worth that much money? And he did indicate that there was the possibility that if he didn't get it, he could potentially leave.
That's true, right? But at the same time, you know, this is something that Tesla investors in 2018 was put to vote in front of investors, and they overwhelmingly passed this, this resolution at that point. And if this actually passes by a wide margin, as Musk is claiming, then this would show that investors do believe that Tesla and its mission, especially its current mission, where it's kind of trying to really pivot into becoming an AI player more than an EV player, would essentially, people think that without Musk, this cannot be done.
Yeah, and that's what he threatened to do, was to take the AI technology and go somewhere else. And so not only would they not have it, they would have a potential competitor or
that's
be behind.
True. That's true. Though it also needs to be said that in recent weeks, especially as, you know, Tesla was kind of staging this really big campaign to woo investors on their side, there have been instances, especially Tesla's IR director, the investor relations director, told JP Morgan analyst sometime in the recent past, that even though Musk has made that threat, mostly likely, even if he takes his AI ideas elsewhere, that would not be the kind of ideas that Tesla would be developed. And so Tesla, if it actually becomes an AI player, would really become a player on the back of developing a self-driving car. And what the company has been telling investors separately and analysts separately is that even if he takes his AI ideas elsewhere, it probably would not be like a self-driving car or even like a robot that also Tesla is developing, the Optimus robot, to say.
If I was a Tesla owner, I would be wondering what's the future of this company, and am I going to be left behind?
Interesting. Yes, I think that is one of the biggest questions that investors have right now, right? But if you look at, for example, Tesla's shares right now, it's far and ahead of the other car making companies. So investors clearly do not compare it with other car companies, for example, the GMs and Fords of the world. They're clearly thinking that Tesla is a tech company and it's priced that way. They're willing to pay those premiums that they typically pay for or reserve for, like, really big technology disruptors like the Apples and Amazons and the Nvidias of the world. And they definitely think that Tesla is in that big league. And, you know, if this vote is indeed passed, again, as Musk is telling us it will, by a wide margin, then this would again prove that very idea that investors see Musk and Tesla as synonymous to each other in some ways.
And what time do we find out what the actual vote is?
Well, the shareholder event begins at 4:30 p.m. New York time. We should be able to get a final count or an idea about where the vote is heading about an hour, or I would say an hour and a half into that time, late after that time.
That is Bloomberg's Esha Day. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 right here on KCBS, and for more, tune into Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.